Hi, and welcome back to the tutorial series for building UWP apps on Surface Hub and extending your UWP apps to make them great Surface Hub citizens in the Surface Hub ecosystem. In the previous tutorials, we've gone through a series of different exercises to add different, switch on different features in the UWP app and actually remove some features too that were getting in the way of it being a good Surface Hub application. In this tutorial, which is the final of this series, although we may do more going forward, we're going to show you how to add NFC support to a UWP application, because every hub has an NFC tag reader on the side. So just here on the right-hand side, there's an NFC tag reader right behind me. And what I'm going to do if we build this app and we can get it working is I'm going to use my phone, which has a little NFC app on it as well, and we're going to send a message from my phone to the hub application. Now, we're just going to send a simple message, but you can see how if you use this technology, you could take it and use it to maybe send an ID so that you could say, hey, this is Neil now connecting through to the app. And that could maybe help you to remove the need to log in, for example. And we talked last time about logging into OneDrive, the app currently that we've been working on, currently uses OneDrive as its cloud store. And it could help you to take that to the next level where you could say, hey, maybe I could use the ID of the person, and then I could do another authentication back to their phone to say, hey, are you sure you really want to allow the hub, this hub device, to access this resource? You could say yes on the phone, and then the hub device would have access to that resource. And so really using some kind of double authentication or dual authentication mechanism where you're using some kind of two-factor approach where the hub application can identify itself, your phone can identify itself, but you're not actually passing any authorization data between the device and the hub directly. You're doing that through the cloud, and you're really just letting the hub know that it's you, and then the cloud authentication system can contact your phone and say, do you give permission for this hub to access your data, and so on. So in this tutorial, we're going to use NFC to send a message from the phone to Surface Hub. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to use the proximity SDK or the proximity devices that are part of UWP. Surface Hub the UWP SDK and the UWP class libraries on Surface Hub enable you to use proximity devices, and we'll use that to find the NFC device on the hub, and then we'll subscribe to a message and we'll receive a publish message from the phone. So let's get started. Let's have a look at some code, which is what we're here to do, right? So we'll start off with the application we should all be used to by now if you've been following along with the previous labs, which is Contoso Jobs. And Contoso Jobs is like a Kanban board type application. But in order to use proximity, we need to go back to the app manifest. Remember, if you followed along with the camera, using the cameras, we needed to switch on the webcam here. Well, here we need to switch on proximity. Again, your application will compile and appear to work, but you won't be able to access any of the proximity sensors if you don't do this. So you'll maybe scratching your head for a while if you're wondering why, after getting all the code working, it doesn't actually work. It's because you must switch on the proximity in the app manifest. Okay, so now we've done that, what I want to do is create a new class. So we'll go and in this little folder here, in this common folder, let's add a new class. And what better to call it than NFC? Now in this class, we will start to build out everything we need to create. We'll make it so it's accessible to the rest of our little solution, our project. We will need a proximity device. So, whoops. Now, a proximity device is part of the Windows networking proximity namespace. And so our proximity device, I guess we should again make it private just to be tidy. And then we will, I guess we don't really need a constructor at this point. What we need is some way of getting hold of the proximity devices. So let's create a private async method that can return a proximity device, and we will call it get NFC device, which is what it's going to go and do. So the first thing we'll do is let's create a device to return, which right now we don't have one, and return it. So if we can't get it, it will just be null, and then whoever wants to do something with it will say, oh, they don't seem to be able to get it. So we will then get a selector string. Now, if you remember in the cameras, if you followed along with the cameras, we used the device information collection to get device information for specific cameras using the device class. Now, that doesn't scale very well, and so what's happening now is to get the string for finding devices, the device itself, the proximity device itself, has a static string on it that lets us, or a static method on it that lets us get a string to use when we're selecting devices. So if we now go device information collection, and again, if you remember when you if you followed along with the camera tutorial, I said we would come back to this. So here we are. Device info collection equals, and we will now try and get hold of device information, find all async, and we will pass in that selector string. Now we're also going to do something a little bit, I don't know how to put it really, dirty, I suppose, is one word for it, maybe in some regards. But if you know about how some of this stuff works, there's a special string or a property that you can get that identifies a certain type of NFC usage. And it's essentially, it's a GUID that you're looking for. So like I say, it's a little bit nasty in that you're actually looking for a hard-coded GUID. Here, and let me just type all this up, and then we can close it off. So we've got a new list of string, and in here we've got the GUID, which is FB3842CD9E2A 4F83 8FCC 4B07. You can see I'm reading this. There's no way I can remember GUIDs. Maybe 20 years ago I could remember GUIDs, but not so much now. So I've got this new string collection here, shall we say. So I'm creating this list, and it's a list of one string, which is the GUID, and it's saying, hey, find me everything that meets this proximity device string, and also see if you can pull down these properties. And then we say, if the device info collection that just got returned has something in it, so the count is greater than zero, then we can start doing something with it. So for each of these, device informations, so I'll just call it info for now, in device info collection, let's interrogate them and find out what we've got. So in fact, all I'm going to do for now, just so we can get an idea of what it looks like, is we'll just put it out into the debug window so we can right line that we have found this device info and what its name is. And then we can actually loop through all the different properties. So we could say for each property in the info.properties keys. So it's really just a property bag. It's a dictionary of keys to values. We will get the object value equal to the properties. So for each of those keys, we'll get the value for it. And if it's not null, then we can again just spit it out to the debug window for now so we can see what is going on here. And we'll say, just give it a bit of, bit of spacing so it looks like something semi-reasonable. We can actually read it and we'll just two-string the value so we can see what we're getting out of here. Now you probably want to do a bit more than that at some stage, but at this point I'm going to assume that if we found any device that meets the criteria that we care about, then let's make it into the device we want to use. And we can return that. So remember, we return that device. So here we've looked for an NFC device. We've got an NFC device, hopefully, if we've found everything that meets the right criteria, and we're returning it. So that's a good first step. We've got an NFC device. So now we know how to get an NFC device. Let's create a method on this class that will initialize the NFC object. So the first thing we want to do is get the NFC device. And then if null not equal to our proximity device, we have a device, so now we could do something with it. Now we could interrogate it and find more information, and actually we should await this because it is a waitable call, and if we return otherwise, we won't necessarily have it yet, so that would be a mistake. But what we could try and do is try and subscribe to some messages. So once you've got a device, an NFC device, that device can listen for NFC messages. And there's really two or three different types of messages. And on Windows devices, there's Windows messages, as well as what's called NDEF messages, which is the NFC defined format. Now we're just going to, in this simple scenario, use a form of Windows message to send a message back and forth between the phone and the Surface Hub. But in a full application, you would probably want to use NDEF because then you can support Android devices and other devices to send messages back to the hub. And from the hub as well, you could send messages to devices, which could be another interesting scenario for you. So we're going to call a method that we haven't written yet called try to subscribe, which will pass in the identifier, and we're just going to make one up for now, for the Windows NFC message. And message received handler. Which is really just a handler method. Now there's a couple of things we need to do. First of all, let's generate the code for this, generate the method for this. Now it's not actually an object, but we'll get to that in a minute. So let's say this is the type, and this will be a message received handler. I before E, except after C, remember? There we go, that's much better. Message received handler, which we will call message handler. And then in here, we are going to put a little try catch around trying to subscribe to anything on the proximity device. Now, the reason we're doing that is not all devices are created equally, and some will subscribe to certain kinds of devices, certain kinds of messages, and some won't. So message received handler is, message handler. So we're going to try and subscribe. And then at this point, we could say, yes, we've subscribed. And if we haven't, then we probably want to write something out to say, hey, hold on a minute, we've got a bit of a challenge here. Cannot subscribe to, and then we could put the type here. So now we can say, hey, we can't subscribe to that type. But this is a safe way of saying that this is now possible to do. So now let's change that so that it's spelt right and then generate that method. And then when that method gets called, we'll come back to that in a minute, but we'll be able to interrogate this proximity message and do something with it. But for now, let's go back and just finish what we're doing here with the proximity device. So the next thing we want to do is we want to know, and we can get information when a device is arrived or departed. So I can say device arrived, and I could do the same for device departed. So now I've got the knowledge of when the devices arrived and departed. And I could at this point just say, so that we've got a little bit of feedback in our debugging cycle, that a proximity device is now initialized, which is great. Now, if it's not, then we have a bit of a problem. That means either there is no device attached, or for some reason we're querying for a kind of device that's not available. So, proximity device cannot be found. That will do for now. So now we've got some methods that tell us when a device has arrived or left, and we could actually just proximity device arrived. Let's keep it consistent. So proximity device departed. And then what we want to do is do something with this message handler, right? So we've got this message handler. So I guess what we want to do is we want to check that we're getting a message that makes sense to us. So if the message that's being passed to us and the message type is what we asked for, which is Windows Contoso, then we could do something with it. And for now, what I'm going to do is just output it to the debug window so we can see that we've got that message coming back. And in fact, the right way to do it would be something like this. Message. Oh. And we can do data as string. So now we can try and subscribe to a message, and if it comes through, it'll come through as string data. So now we've got our application kind of able to deal with NFC, or at least start to deal with NFC. You can see that there's a little bit of work to do to get it ready. The next thing we want to do is actually set it up. So for now, let's go to our jobs view. And when the jobs view is created, let's let's set up that NFC object. So NFC equals new NFC, and then NFC.init. Now, if everything goes according to plan and we go back to the NFC object, then we should be able to see that message come through in, and we'll just put a breakpoint there when a message arrives. So let's try and run this on the remote machine and see what happens. So the phone app is ready. It says it's publishing information. And this is loaded from, actually looks like it's loaded from OneDrive, which is pretty cool. And if I now, you should hear a little sound. And it's actually broken on that breakpoint. If we go back to the code, and we can see there's this message that it's broken on. And the message is, if we go to the output window and step through that, the message is, Neil loves Surface Hub. Woohoo! So we have NFC messages sent from the phone through to the Surface Hub. And it's literally happening just as I'm tapping my phone onto the hub here. So if I just do that again with the code view up, you can see it breaks there. I've got that message, it's come in, and we now have that message being displayed in the debug window. And you can see all the proximity devices arriving and departing, and the message being displayed down here in the debug window. So we have very quickly managed to get the proximity device up and running and got it receiving messages. Now, of course, what you want to do with your hub application is probably do something with those publish messages and turn them into something that identifies a customer or a device that you can connect to. You could use it to send an image from a device to the screen. You could use it to send content from the screen to the device. What you have to remember is that you actually don't have a very high bandwidth. NFC is not a high bandwidth transmission. So one of the tricks that's often used is that NFC is used to establish a Wi-Fi connection. And remember that Hub has Wi-Fi Direct. It has the ability to establish a direct Wi-Fi connection with it. And so you could use NFC as a way of bootstrapping that as a first step. But this is not like a system that you would use to stream a video, for example, from a device to the hub or from the hub to a device. So you need to think of it as really a very fast, quick, short messages that can establish some kind of connection. And then once you've established that connection, utilizing that to either identify the customer and then send another cloud message through to their personal device to authorize, or to set up an ad hoc network connection between the devices. But it's a very powerful way of very quickly creating a connection or very quickly sharing a little piece of information between a phone device or even a tag. It doesn't have to be a phone, remember. You can use those tag objects that are inert as much as that they are not like smart devices. They're just literally a business card that has an NFC tag on it. And that could have a message attached to it that identifies a person or identifies a certain type of transaction. And you could use that to then trigger the next set of behaviors. So there is a whole bunch of reference material on the Windows Networking Proximity Namespace, and I recommend you go and have a look through it. There's a lot that you can do here, and there's a lot that you can do wrong as well. If you, for example, subscribe to a message that is not supported by the hardware, it will fail, and it will throw an exception. So you really don't want to do that because that's CPU expensive. If you can, you want to, if you're not 100% sure, then at least do what I did, which is put a try to subscribe around it, put a try catch around the subscription. And if that succeeds, then you know you're good. And if it fails, then at least you haven't crashed the whole application. You just can't subscribe to that kind of message. So over the last set of tutorials, we have really done a good job of turning this UWP application into a much better Surface Hub application. We support drag and drop. We support interactive objects directly on the screen. We support inking. We support multiple pens on the screen at the same time. We support modality. We've removed the need for modal dialogues and controls. And so we now support multimodal interaction where you could create a job while I'm editing a job or someone else is creating a job. We added support for both cameras to capture the preview video feeds and images out of those cameras. In the last session, we added support for OneDrive as our cloud store. And of course, you are welcome to use another cloud store in a corporation or enterprise scenario. I can imagine you would use a private cloud store potentially here as well. And then in this tutorial, we've added NFC support, the ability to read NFC messages from a device into your hub application. And then what you do with that is up to you, but I would recommend that's a good way to bypass the problem we had in the last tutorial where we didn't want to bring up the interface for login in OneDrive. Instead, in this example, you could use the NFC message to identify the customer. The cloud store could then access the customer and say, hey, I know that customer, this is their device, let's ask them for permission, send a message to the device for permission. If that gets returned with proper authentication, then the hub can be notified that yes, authentication is provided, and now you can access the cloud store. So we've really kind of taken us from a very simple, basic UWP application and added and removed functionality so that it's a much better Surface Hub application. I hope you've enjoyed this series so far, and I'm sure we'll be back with some more information in the future. Thank you very much.